December 12, Our Daddy God. Mark chapter 14, 35 and 36. Going a little further, he fell to the ground and prayed that if it was possible the hour might pass from him. Abba, Father, he said, everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me, yet not I will, but what you will. Some years back, I was struck when I heard a woman in her 40s refer to her father as Daddy. It seemed unusual at the time and a little out of place. I'm even more surprised that Jesus continued to call God Abba well into his adult years. We know Abba was the usual way a younger child spoke to their father. Our nearest equivalent is Daddy. It seems that Jesus kept this child to its father closeness throughout his life. If Jesus modelled how we are to live, it follows that we should aim at keeping our relationship to Father God just as intimate. There's an enormous difference between something being childish and childlike. This is being childlike, but not childish. Jesus continued on earth the relationship with Father God he had always known before he became a human being. When we get to heaven, one of the surprises waiting for us will be the perfect ease we have in calling God Daddy. No other term will seem quite right. Do you know God the Father as Daddy? I hope you do, because that's how God wants you to know him.